Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where are you with the injuries right now?
I got some tendonitis in the elbow that radiates down my arm a little bit. Hurts my wrist.
Where are you with the Lions injuries?
The Lions injuries.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to know what's up with Marcus Davenport.
100%.
I think he's a big piece of this defense. Mm-hmm. I like what I saw from Manzarike. Thought he played really well, and now I'm starting to see. Okay, all right, Dan Campbell. Okay, all right. I'm a little concerned. I'm always concerned when I hear injuries to the offensive line.
Yeah.
I'm always concerned about that, particularly when it's Penei Sewell and Frank Ragnow, who are two of the best in the game. And if either one of those guys has to come out of the game, your line is definitely compromised. So I'm always concerned about that. Anzalone with the, you know, being under concussion protocol, that's concerning because that's a guy who plays with reckless abandon and is just flying all over the field. However, the Lions do have the ability to absorb an injury to one of their linebackers because I think their linebacking room is very deep in you know, who comes in for there. So they don't have many injuries, knock on wood, fortunately for them. And it sounds like St. Brown, there's nothing to be concerned with there either. But I want to hear about
Davenport. Didn't look good. I'm glad he's okay.
But I want to hear about Davenport, and I want to know what the deal is with Anzalone.
All right, let's go to Cliff in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Cliff?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm not going to panic about the Lions. I trust our brain trust, so it's going to be all right. But what I wanted to talk about today is I noticed the last couple of weeks people are slipping and sliding on that field. It ain't raining in there. It's not snowing. So what the heck is that? I mean, it's to our detriment for a slippery field. We got racehorses out here. Does somebody need to get fired? Who is the facilities manager? What's up with the slipping and sliding on the field?
So didn't it happen a little bit in week one? I didn't notice it in week two.
I didn't notice it in the week two,
yeah.
But I saw it week one for sure, but I did not see it in Sunday's game.
Well, okay, do you remember when Rodrigo got juked? You didn't see him slipping?
I saw him getting juked.
And you always see him, and you always see him black dust being kicked up. Rewatch the game.
Well, that's those are tire.
The rubber pellets coming up. I get that, but doesn't mean that they're slipping. It just means that's stuff that's
coming up. They
are
slipping. If you go back and look at the game, their footing is slipping.
Sorry, my bad. I apologize. We'll get somebody fired. Sorry.
I did see it in the first game. There's no question.
Yes, I
even brought it up, and I didn't see it. I don't know if I remember a single incident of it happening on Sunday. Either they addressed it with footwear or whatever, didn't happen. I don't know.
Rodrigo got, with all respect, to shook. I would have too.
Oh,
Baker,
yeah.
Baker put a hell of a move on Rodrigo. But I didn't think of that as turf. I thought that was a hell of a move by Baker. Matt in Hazel Park, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, sir?
Good. I love both of you guys. Gator, I promise you this is a pro-Lions call, so do not hate me.
You can have your opinion, whatever you want. It's all right.
No, this is definitely a pro-Lions call. So, I told you guys, I moved here from Missouri. Now I am I'm a full-fledged Lions, a root for them. And so I was listening to the Chiefs radio this morning, and they are scared of the Lions because they said that, the Lions are the only ones that they see as the threat to end their three-peat chances. They were talking about how Hutchinson is an athletic freak, and they got to do more to contain him. They're about to sign someone that they let go like 5 years ago, Henry. I forgot his first name, but the Lions, I don't have any worries about the Lions, because when you inspire fear like that, where people are afraid to play you, and the Chiefs have not played good this, they won, but it's been by like 1 or 3 points each game. They have a lot to do, and I think the Lions are going to be the ones to win the Super Bowl this year.
So it's interesting because as much as, you know, we've started to seep back into panic calls as the day has gone on and the sense of urgency has gone way up from our callers, because we started with sort of, hey, we all agree they've established a bunch of credibility, no need to panic, and we took some calls and now it's getting back to panic calls. There are right now teams around the NFL, and specifically the NFC, that just providing some context. There's no way in hell, on paper, Philly was going to lose that game last night at home on Monday Night Football in front of an amped-up crowd to Atlanta. Do you see what Jason Kelce did pregame? They weren't going to lose in front of those fans until they did. Dallas. Dallas looks amazing in week one. There's no way they're going to come home.
They got the guy signed.
And get edged by New Orleans, and they didn't. They got annihilated by New Orleans.
Oh, that happened.
Cincinnati's finally got Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow back and healthy. They lose to the Patriots in week one and drop to 0-2 with a loss to the Chiefs. Mm. The best team, popular team I have playing in the Super Bowl, Baltimore, loses a tough game to the Chiefs in week one. There's no way they're losing at home to the Raiders, and then they do.
I'm sorry, they lost to what?
They lost at home to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Gardner Minshew?
Yeah.
My man.
The Vegas Raiders, who looked pretty helpless in week one against the Chargers. San Francisco. San Francisco is going on the road to a Vikings team that I thought was going to be the worst team in football. Guess what? They're 2-0, and San Francisco lost at Minnesota. That's the context. If you look at the tiebreakers right now, the teams that are in first place, Buffalo, probably expected. Pittsburgh, nope. Houston, probably expected. The Chargers apparently hold the tiebreaker over the Chiefs right now, and they're in first place. Then they're the Commanders, the Vikings, the Saints, and the Seahawks. That's the NFC. Commanders, Vikings, Saints, and Seahawks. Maybe the Saints, but not the rest. So, I mean, this is just this is football.
It's two weeks.
This is NFL football.
This is 2 weeks into the season is what this is.
Yes.
You know, look at it after 4 weeks. You want to break it up into, you know, quarters like that and go ahead or 6 weeks, whatever you want to do. I'm not panicked at all after two games when they're 1-1. And the style of play, I really like what the defense is doing. Mm-hmm. Have they gone against the toughest offensive lines? No, they haven't. But I don't care. You don't apologize for it. You go after the quarterback and you do your job, and they have done their job. And the teams haven't run against the Lions either. The offense, however, leaves a little bit to be desired through two games, and certainly after what we saw on Sunday because of the failure to score touchdowns when they get into the red zone.
I think your characterization of that is perfect, a little bit. They're moving the football. They're moving the football better than every team in the NFL minus one.
Well, that's why I said it was just the red zone.
A little bit to be desired, and that is finishing those drives in the red zone. The funny thing is, like, they fell behind right away with that BS pass interference call that didn't get thrown. And then it felt like they got into the second half and they were chasing points because of three freebies Tampa got there, the three that they gave him for not kicking a field goal at the end. It's a 6-point swing. Like, you see all these things that add up, and now the next thing you know, you don't have the option of kicking a field goal for a lead late in that game. Your only option is score a touchdown. And Tampa knows it. And Tampa, we don't say this enough. Credit them. Really good defensive game plan. I was watching some All-22 stuff today about how Tampa handled Detroit's passing game. They did a really good job. They did a really good job.
Yeah, it's frustrating when you look at it because the Lions scoring drives ended up with a field goal. So they kicked three field goals and they had a touchdown. The longest kick for Jake Bates ended up being the extra point that he kicked, not any of the three field goals.
So as far as red zone problems, here's something Dan Campbell said yesterday. And Kang, you've brought this up a couple of times, and it's something that he didn't say today in the interview, but he said it yesterday. This is Dan Campbell on Tim Patrick.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
33 snaps he played. 33. He's been here a couple weeks. I think they are crash coursing him, and I think they expect him to be a big part of their offense. And by big part, I mean Josh Reynolds' role.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't even half the snaps in the game. But 33, it's a nice total in a typical game, but they had a lot of snaps. And you could notice him on the field.
Yep.
I mean, he's a big guy. He's clearly the biggest receiver they have.
Kang, you called this, and based upon the feedback we're getting from the Lions, I think you're going to be right.
Yeah, I think everyone was just kind of so focused on the numbers that Josh Reynolds gave the Lions last year. And I just told everyone, it's not about the receptions and the yards. It's about the X receiver and how big of a receiver he is. Because those type of routes that he would run were, hey, Campbell just mentioned it in the cut. They're like, he's got a big catch radius. When you have a bigger receiver and you're physical, you can get off the corner a little bit more. You can throw it a little bit more left, throw a bit more right. Back of the end zone, you can throw it higher. When he catches the ball, he's a big body receiver. Lean forward, get that extra yard or two to get to the sticks. I think they really like that about Tim Patrick. And 33 snaps, he out-snapped Khalif Raymond this last game.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.